From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Pope Francis celebrates Mass with a huge crowd in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia. Sunday's event at Benjamin Franklin Parkway marked the end of a five-day U.S. visit that captured the attention of many Americans. Speaking in Spanish, Francis praised the gathering as a kind of miracle in today's world. A day earlier, tens of thousands of people from around the world gathered in downtown Philadelphia to hear the pontiff address a star-studded closing festival of the World Meeting of Families. Ramon Taylor has that story.
Crowds swarmed Benjamin Franklin Parkway early on Saturday, singing and cheering for hours along Philadelphia's downtown parade route in celebration of their faith and the Roman Catholic leader, Pope Francis.
He's the father of everybody here. We love him very much.
Between Saturday evening's star-studded musical performances, including Andrea Bocelli and Aretha Franklin, he addressed the crowd at the finale of the World Meeting of Families, stressing the importance of love.
Before creating the world,
Dios amaba.
God loved.
Porque Dios es amor.
Because God is love.
The Pope compared family to a factory of hope and asked for the protection of children and the elderly. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Philadelphia.
Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight the Islamic State militant group. A spokesman for Iraq's prime minister said the intelligence group will focus on monitoring the movements of terrorists and degrading their capacity. This is VOA. France says it has launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. French President François Hollande said Sunday that six fighter jets struck an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. His office said the strikes were conducted independently of the U.S.-led coalition that has been attacking insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for a stampede outside the holy city of Mecca, an incident that killed 769 people during Islam's annual Hajj pilgrimage. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei issued a statement on Sunday saying Riyadh should accept responsibility and apologize to Muslims and the victims' families. Iranians suffered the most deaths in the stampede, with at least 169 fatalities recorded. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel bin Ahmed Al-Jubeir responded to the Iranian criticism by accusing Tehran of politically exploiting the tragedy. Saudi officials said the crush of people at Mina also injured more than 900 people. President Barack Obama has committed the United States to a new plan for eliminating global poverty and hunger. Speaking Sunday at the United Nations in New York, he told a global summit that the world has much more work to do to eradicate extreme poverty.
Right now, some 800 million men, women, and children are scraping by on less than $1.25 a day. Imagine that, gripped by the ache of an empty stomach. Billions of our fellow human beings are at risk of dying from diseases that we know how to prevent. Many children are just one mosquito bite away from death. And that is a moral outrage. It is a profound injustice. It is literally a matter of life and death. And now the world must act.
Well, it was the first of two addresses that Obama is making at the United Nations. His second will be on Monday morning to the annual UN General Assembly of World Leaders. And a new U.S. opinion poll shows Republican presidential nomination frontrunners Donald Trump and Ben Carson with strong leads among Republican voters. In Sunday's NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, real estate tycoon Trump has a slight 21-20% lead over Carson, a retired neurosurgeon. Trump had led by 19% to Carson's 10% in July. The poll also shows former technology executive Carly Fiorina tied for third place for the Republican nomination with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.